You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, your destination for everything mobile. I'm your host, as always, Peggy Ann Saltz, mobile analyst, tech consultant, senior Forbes writer, founder of Mobile Groove. And this time we touch down in social media across all channels, not just mobile. And we're going to take a look at what the value really is, because all social media giants have built empires based on user-generated content, our content, what we make, right? Think YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. But the truth is that user-generated content is a tool that can be used by any brand as a strategy for growth. And today we're talking to Mike Christensen, CEO and founder of Stitched. It's an engagement platform that helps brands build community and source the all-important user-generated content. So first of all, Mike, great to have you here. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Tell me a little bit more about Stitched.
Yeah, hi Peggy. Thanks so much for having us on the show. So Stitched, unlike many other competitors in this type of market, we focus on user-generated content as a conversation rather than a transaction, and therefore we work more as a managed service. So we try to get to the under the hood of a brand, understand what their key messages and their goals are, and then try and find ways for them to strike up conversations with their audience that are a lot more human in nature and more authentic as well. And the whole aim there is to deepen the relationship that they have with their audience, whilst at the same time generating really great, authentic user-generated content.
Mm-hmm. Now, it is a platform, but it's not a platform play. How are you making this something that users really want to, well, not users, but creators want to get involved in, because you're not the only one out there, obviously.
Yeah, and it's like I say, at the moment, when it comes to user-generated content, it's quite fascinating that you have your kind of social media aggregators, like your Stacklers, your Olipix, your Pixlys, and they'll go out and find a brand's content and bring it to you and give you a way of managing it. And you also have other tools out there that help you go out and say, maybe source a testimonial, but they see it very much as a transaction. So it's like sending a link out on an email, or when you buy something, you know, please leave us a review here. Mm-hmm. And we think that that's very narrow in focus. And actually, one of the main problems that a lot of our clients are facing and other social media marketers are facing is looking at that calendar, a roadmap of content. What am I going to push out onto my social channels, in my digital channels? What are we going to put in our ads? What are we going to talk about? Mm. And what we actually find is you can actually leverage the community that you have in your own user base to make them the creators. And by going out and striking up a conversation with them, you can get content in that you can then push back out into your channels and into your communities that show to your existing communities and bring to life the people that are part of the consumer base, and show to some of your new potential prospective clients and customers the value that you generate for your existing user base.
What about what you're showing. You just said it yourself. You know, you want to show the human faces behind the company. Now, many companies, there's like this brand discussion also going on where, you know, spending time showing maybe imperfections and really the human faces behind the company, it's control they don't necessarily want to give up. What do you tell them?
We tell them that the days of your glossy marketing traditional posts are far behind us. Mm-hmm. And I think the main avenue that we try and help brands with is social. Social is that space where, you know, if you imagine you're down the pub drinking with your friends in a physical space and people come in and start flyering new businesses, you wouldn't accept it. And that's how sometimes people feel about their existence on Instagram and Facebook. They don't want to be bombarded with advertising. But equally, they follow some of these brands that they buy from. And so they are happy to receive content. But where it's overly marketed, you know, like kind of marketing speak and glossy, they see through it. And it's the same reason why a lot of places, a lot of people will go to your TripAdvisors, the Amazons, try and understand what's the real view of people who have bought from this company. And this is why you also see really strong brands like your Apples of this world that you all look up to. The reason they have a really strong community is people buy into what the brand stands for, and they understand more than just about its products, about the ethos of the company. And that's ultimately what we try and do. We try and bring that to life. So we would actually push for people to expose the people within their organization, make your brand a lot more human, make it easy to understand who you are and what you do. And we go as far as to say that on Stitch, we have this concept of a thread. And a thread is that essentially a topic or a question that we ask people to respond to. And you will share this thread with your community and ask them things like, you know, what's your favorite coffee to drink in the morning? And they will reply with a video. But what we always do is say, use someone from your brand to introduce it, because you're saying, hi, I'm Mike from Starbucks. And there are other coffee vendors out there. What's your favorite coffee in the morning? And people are more likely to respond to Mike from Starbucks than a corporate image or something that just feels soulless.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you started giving a few tips there. We'll get to your UGC book a little bit later, but I want to continue with that, Mike. You're on a roll here, because many companies are just simply tone deaf and they're getting their head around this. I want to continue with those tips you have for brands to become more authentic. That was one of them. Let your staff, let your people speak for you. What are some more?
I think some more are, when we work with a brand, the reason we operate as a managed service is because we consult with them to find the things out that they don't know exist. And this is what a lot of our ebook is about. And there are topics around a brand that they might not even think about, that actually, if you start to expose them and start to talk about these things, then you humanize the brand and you're able to talk about things that are far wider than the service you deliver. And I'll take an example. We love working with non-sexy brands. You know, not every brand is like a Starbucks. And we recently were talking to a removal and like a hire company. And we were saying, you know, there are things like asking your community, what are the things that you feel when you move house and you've got the keys for the first time? Who's the first person you call? Because everyone can think about that moment and who people have experienced. And they'll say, oh, I jump on the phone to my mom. And you get people talking about things that surround your product. And you're able to then push these things out into community and show, actually, by association, people then started to go, oh, they're that really cool brand, you know, van hire company. You know, I need a removal, so I'm going to go to them. And you're not constantly talking about your product. You're talking about things around it. More recently, we were auditing their social channels and found that actually one piece of content they pushed out that actually did really well was the sharing of the Friends pivot moment. I don't know if you've seen that on the Friends TV show, but it's essentially, you know, some of the guys from the show moving a sofa up the stairs and one of them shouting, pivot. And it gained so much engagement because there was an emotive reaction to it. people understood it and could relate to it, and they wanted to reply and engage with that content. And it's a very similar thing. We call it implied marketing, really.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to get to that in a moment. You talk about brands, and I think it's great that they're not all like the easy ones, you know, consumer-facing sexy brands. I mean, you would have to really be a bit dim not to be able to make something amazing out of like fashion apparel or sports. But one company we were talking in prep a while back before you were ready to talk about it, I think you can talk about it now, Mike. Isn't it Flora? Isn't that a margarine brand for those in the US who might not know all the names? Can you tell me a little bit about that one?
Yeah, Flora's a big household name in the UK. It's a replacement for a butter. It's a spread.
We have it here too in continental Europe where I am, but you know, it's not the one you would think of. So what did you do there?
Yeah, so one of the messages that they were trying to promote was the fact that they're 100% natural. Their product is 100% natural. And they wanted to show that. And they'd come up with a concept for a TV ad, one of the first TV ads they've run in a long time. And they always wanted to amplify the message and get people involved in talking about what it means to be natural. And where we focused on was trying to bring fun and humor into the engagement around the campaign. And there, the advert that was created showcased a series of scenarios where people in the kitchen were doing trick shots. So a lady would throw some pancakes over her shoulder that she just made onto the plates of her children. And, you know, someone else might throw a crumpet across the room into a toaster. And what we want to do is get the public engaged in the campaign and receive some content of people copying the challenges.
A lot of people throwing pancakes out there now, right?
Yeah, exactly. Crumpets, bread. And the other thing, what we did is we said, well, you know, it'd be great if we get content that mirrors the ad, but we left it broad. Going broad also gives people the freedom and the creativity to do something you might think unexpected. And we actually received one submission from a man, and we were totally not sure what he was doing. He was in the kitchen with a glass and a jug, and he poured the water into the jug, and he amazingly balanced it on the very corner of his worktop because he offset, you know, the kind of he balanced it using the water in the glass. And it was quite an amazing little trick, and it was kitchen related and it was relevant to the campaign, but he'd used his own ingenuity and creativity to do that. And I think this is some of the stuff that we really found quite amazing, that on average people would have spent 20 minutes or so from seeing the campaign, preparing it, practicing it, because these things weren't things you could quickly do, and then uploading the videos. And so we reckon we got about 18 hours of engagement from people over the course of that 4-week period just on the thread alone. And that's not to also, that excludes all the engagement we got from sharing the content back into socials too.
Interesting story. And I want to get to your ebook, but we do have to go to break just a moment, Mike. So listeners, don't go away. We will be right back.
For maximum customer engagement and retention, choose CleverTap. CleverTap is a leading customer engagement and retention platform that helps digital brands maximize lifetime value. Over 8,000 apps around the world, including Vodafone, Star, and Sony, trust CleverTap to improve user engagement, boost retention, and fuel long-term revenue growth. Learn more at clevertap.com. That's clevertap.com.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand, and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
And we are back to Mobile Presence. We have Mike Christensen. He is CEO and founder of Stitched. And Mike, before the break, we were talking about how your brand can be authentic and great stories as well. But you have more than that. You have a bit of a guide. You have the UGC Stack, an upcoming ebook, which is how brands can use conversation in the first place. Really just, you know, straightforward primer guide. Now, one of the concepts you tackle in the book is very interesting, and I think we need to explain a bit more. Implied versus stated marketing. What's that all about?
Yeah, so what we find actually is many brands will want to come to us and they want testimonials. They want people to advocate for their brand. And that sounds obvious, and you do want it. It's just limited in nature. You can only go out to your consumer base so many times that they give us a review. Mm. And we don't always find that's the thing that just sells your brand. You know, it's not the type of content you're going to want to constantly push out on social media. So from a stated point of view, stated marketing is about telling the consumer who's observing the content the message. Mm-hmm. Actually, where we work with implied, it's about the consumer who's receiving the content making up their own mind. And so where we take, for example, Fastic, it's a brand we work very closely with. They're an intermittent fasting brand. We have done stated threads where we go out to the community and say, I love fasting with Fastic because... Very mm-hmm. clear, they're going to put some of that content back into their social channels, which will demonstrate to people why they're great, what about their product is great. But actually, we ran another thread, and one of their primary concerns was that people have misconceptions about what...
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Fasting means they mm-hmm. normally know it through religious connotations. They might think it's related to starving yourself, and yet there are a whole wealth of benefits that people who do it receive. Now, if Fastic were talking about these themselves, then people would say, well, you would say that it's your brand. Yeah. And what they actually wanted to do was get people to talk about why they loved fasting. And so we went out with more of a stated type thread, implied type thread, where we mm-hmm. said, what was your expectation versus your reality when you started fasting? It doesn't ask for any mention of the brand in it. It's just about people's experiences. And people said things like, well, we thought it was going to be about faster weight loss, another diet. And actually, my skin's never been better. And my relationship with food has really improved. And so just by talking about the topic that surrounds their business, they got great content. And they can put that content out. And they don't even need to put that content out and say, you know, emblazing all their material over it. But if someone watches a video and it's someone talking about the benefits they've received from fasting, then by association to that content, people go, oh, do you know what? They must be a great company if this person, they'll connect the dots themselves. It's not in their face. It's left to their judgment to determine what they think the message they're receiving there is. And we think these are a lot more subtle. It's much the same way when we were talking earlier about Starbucks. You know, get people talking about coffee. You know, by talking about coffee and talking all the things around coffee, you know, it's autumn. What is it everyone loves around autumn? You know, what's the favorite coffee you're going to pick around autumn? Pumpkin spice lattes you might get. It's in the content you receive. You can then push that back out and use it as more implied marketing.
And is this all about people, you know, I would imagine micro influencers saying, for example, you know, fasting. And by the way, I'm just looking into intermittent fasting. So, you know, would you be interviewing me, for example, and using me in your content? I want to understand, is it people? Is it creative? What makes that content? Because you are doing it sort of in a human, random way, but what is the source for this?
So the source of the content is about using a brand's own community. So that's often a misconception about how we work. What we do is more of a consultancy. So we understand what the brand stands for, what their business goals are going to be, what their brand messages are, and who their audience are. And what we're trying to do is deepen the connection between the brand and their consumer base and get them interacting with one another. And so we look for ways we can start a conversation. What kind of topics could be raised that might really resonate with the audience and provoke them to respond? And essentially, if you look at it in a marketing funnel, we're kind of using the lower funnel and talking to the lower funnel to then create content that, you know, builds up loyalty in that space and your existing consumer base, brings that community to life so other people in your user base see one another. But we also use the content in your lower funnel to market towards the upper funnel. So how do you then get content from real people, like real users, and sharing their opinions, their beliefs, their experiences that you can then push back out into your social channels?
I mean, the problem and the challenge is a lot of people are lurkers, right? I'm based in Germany, which is, I think, a country full of people who lurk. You know, some people are out there getting involved and everyone else is watching. And everybody wants to tap into, I'll call it that silent majority, perhaps. Is that part of what you do? And how do you get a lurker to open up, to get involved? You know, some of them might be getting in UGC for the very, very, very first time, might need some tools, definitely need a push. What do you do there?
Yeah, it's a great question because our agency, as we've existed, has branched out into more and more things as we've learned what works. And we will do aspects of community engagement as well. So whenever we create a concept for a thread, we also then work with the brand to understand their existing audience base and their digital channels, and also what access they have to them. So do they only have organic through social? Do they have CRM capabilities? Do they have an app? And we will try and design what we call a promotion strategy. So how do we promote the fact the thread exists and how do we encourage people to engage with that? And we will look across all these different touch points and design social posts that reach a section of the cohort. There may be a newsletter that goes out. We ask if they have existing brand advocates that we can then send the thread to. And we'll also do an element of looking through their social channels and their messaging and their tags and their comments, and then reaching out to people and striking up a conversation with them on a separate channel, such as, oh, thanks very much for tagging us in that video. We thought your profile contained loads of yummy food. We're currently running this thread and we'd love to get your opinions on it. So we have lots of different ways in which to try and bring people into the conversation. Then an additional way of driving people to engage with you is incentives. So many of our clients will also offer an incentive either through a competition or they might reward everyone for engaging with them. For example, Flora ran their thread and they were giving away a posh toaster. So they said 15 people who reply will receive a Smeg toaster. So there are also those kind of like more traditional ways of incentivizing people to engage with you. And I think one of the big ones for us that really differentiates the tool that we use, which is our own proprietary tool that we've built, is that we show what everyone else is submitting. So when you land on our threads, you see the introduction from the brand and you also see the carousel of replies from everybody else. And what that does is to social proof it. Oh, other people are talking about this. I'm not adding a video to just the brand. I'm also adding a video as part of a conversation. This is a community I'm talking to. And then it's not surprising that a lot of our brands are hesitant. Say, oh, well, some of our users are in their kind of 50s and, you know, they might not be technically savvy, probably not on social media. And you'll be surprised how willing to be involved and reply that some of these users that we have misconceptions of as brands, that they're not technically savvy and they're not willing to record a video. And I think what's really helped that is the rise of TikTok and the rise of video on Instagram and other, so, you know, reels and stories that, you know, once upon a time it might have been teenagers and, you know, your Gen Zers uploading videos to TikTok. Now it's anyone. You know, you've got grands, you've got mums and dads and a whole breadth of society adding videos. People are more conditioned to recording themselves on videos. And I think the pandemic also helped with that. We spent a lot of time on Zoom calls and, you know, and
absolutely. The like. Share a story about that, Mike, because, you know, it is true that in some ways this might sort of unlock and unleash like the inner TikTok in someone who's, you know, over 50, over 60, whatever. There's no real limit. Those are just demographics. That's meaningless in these days. And we're learning that more and more. So tell me about one of those experiences where maybe you brought out the performer in one of the followers.
I'll tell you about an example, going back to one of the brands we've been working with, Fasting Brand. What was quite amazing is that when we saw their videos come in, and they've received well over 1,000 videos from their user base over the course of the last 5 months, is that these were very real people. And they've subsequently taken some of this content and run ads with it. And the ad that was the highest performing ad they've ever had, it halved their customer acquisition cost. It reduced their cost per install by 45%. Was a lady in around her 60s, sitting quite casually in the sun, talking about her experience very slowly for well over a minute. And that's not what you expect to be.
No way. Yeah.
You expect it to be, oh, well, we've got to have young people. They've got to be beautiful. They've got to be, it's got to be punchy with music. This was just a video of the lady for a minute, highest performing ad they've ever had. And the reason being, it was believable. And wow. I think what we're getting at there is that we look for what we call that armchair pundit. You know, there are some things that people just love to share their opinions on. And so if you can tap into that emotive response, so, you know, to encourage people to come and share their opinions with you, many people will do that. Obviously, there are a lot of people that won't, but you'll be surprised at how many people are willing to talk about it because they generally will have a passion because they've been a consumer of your product, your service. And also, like, in terms of like more showman type stuff, in the challenge that we ran recently with Flora, it was amazing to see the breadth of the creativity. And we actually did have a video where a group of people set up they did it on TikTok first and then uploaded it onto Stitch, which was interesting. But they put background music to it. They took a crumpet, they kicked it between four of them, you know, and then they kicked it into the bin. But it was just like, you know, it was quite extravagant. And it was, you know, the mum, two cousins and a young lad all getting involved in this challenge. And I think you'd be surprised that if you go out and you talk to your audience in a way that resonates, they'll be willing to get involved with you.
Mm-hmm. That is a key message in your ebook as well as in what you're doing, Mike. And I love the way you're breaking the mold just a bit on what a high-performing, you know, video, creative, user-generated content can be. I love the idea about the woman in the chair just chatting. And I'm going to have to look for that. Is that on YouTube or where can I find that?
Yeah, I'll send you a link to it as well.
You're on. Yeah, I'll post it. I'll post it in the show notes. No, because that's something you don't think about. It's like, yeah, I get it. If it's like snappy music, we've all got to dance around and some of us aren't dancers, but love to hear more of those stories. And thanks so much for sharing, Mike. I mean, before I let you go, I guess I have to ask you, it's social, right? And this is social. So people are going to get in touch with you again. They're going to want to find out more. I'll, of course, have a link to your UGC ebook in the show notes. But tell us a little bit about how they can stay in touch with you and Stitched.
Yeah, so we're active on LinkedIn. We've regularly put out blogs. So by all means, go to stitched.io, follow our blogs. And also, we're kind of open to talking with people. So drop us either a DM through LinkedIn, mike@stitched.io, my email. Happy for people to message us. And also, we've launched the ebook today. We'll share the link with you, Peggy, for you to distribute. It's for
Here
free.
We go. We got a scoop. There you go. I just got to find you a couple more armchair pundits in our audience and we will be set, I think.
Yeah. And download our ebook. And in our ebook, one of the things that we haven't covered, but I'll cover briefly, is that whenever we take on board a client, we run a workshop with them. And in that workshop, we go through a series of things that allows us to get to the heart of what the brand's trying to achieve. And then we brainstorm with them some concepts before we then go and build a strategy around it. And we've released the Miro board. I don't know if you've ever come across it, but it's an online whiteboard tool. And we've released the template for that as alongside the ebook. So you can take the ebook, look through what we're talking about, and use the Miro board as a way with your teams to brainstorm. But you can do that with us if you like as well. And the whole idea is we want people to understand that they can do these things using our technology and our service. We can help them do it. But equally, they can strike up conversations on the existing channels anyway. You know, channels you might not even exist, I think of like Reddit. You can go out there and provoke your audience to talk to you. And we'd encourage people to be doing that regardless of whether they used us. But download our ebook and we've got more of our contact details inside the ebook. So, you know, they can get in touch with us.
Perfect. I will certainly add those, Mike. And it's always great if a guest doesn't just talk about the story, but enable us to create the story. There you go. You have an ebook, you have a tool. I mean, you give us what we need to start creating, to start sharing. Thanks again ever so much, Mike. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me, Peggy.
And of course, I will share all of that in the show notes. You can bet on it. And in the meantime, if you want to keep up with me throughout the week, find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, you can email me, Peggy. Peggy@mobilegroove.com is where you can find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. As always, because there's plenty of them, over 460 of them, earlier episodes of our show, you can find them by going to WMR.fm, or you can see our lists on Amazon, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And don't forget video, of course, powered by The Groove, my groove, Mobile Groove on YouTube. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed in this WMR.FM program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WMR.FM. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.